Good morning, Audio Boo. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, with a little mixed bag for you today. Firstly, well, I'm going to bring for you sort of 10 things that will fashion and shape you, whether you like it or not. But also, I just want to first talk about my garden again. Just been out. My wallflowers, I've managed to keep my wallflowers going all the way through the winter because the winter was so mild here, praise God. And yesterday I had a look and I thought, do you know, wallflowers, my bulbs are coming out, my tulips, my irises, my daffodils. However, being a rather greedy gardener and slightly green fingered, praise God, I thought perhaps a bit more colour. So yesterday I went and I got some primroses, and honestly, they are fantastic. So I just thought I'd tell you that I've got a nice little wall of colour there at the front that sets off the wallflowers because I only planted, and I know I'm going on, it must be the coffee, but I only planted a few wallflowers which I thought had died last summer because I mistreat them, I treat them wrongly. I was putting them in pots and treating them like house plants, you know, and garden plants, you know, your common pot plants, which they're not. They're like weeds, I found out. Anyway, they've manifested mightily all through the wall. They've stitched themselves. I've put logs so they can wrap themselves round. And honestly, I'll put a photo up in the next day or two, Audio Boo, so you can be enthralled by them. Anyway, the primroses, beautiful colours, and it just makes me so happy. And it gives me a little boost when I come out in the morning, and you know, and I've said my prayers, I've had my Bible readings, and I come out and a nice deep breath of fresh air, and the birds are singing, and I look, and there they are, my primroses. May seem a little thing to some people, but to me it's a wonderful thing for a man who once was in a prison cell a number of years ago. As I've said many times, in order to be an addict, an alcoholic, a liar, a thief, and a cheat, and a criminal, by God's grace I'm not, and I've even got a flowered garden. Hallelujah. Right, 10 things that will fashion and shape you whether you like it or not. Number one, the literature you read will condition your mind. That is obvious. We know about education. Okay, number two, the songs and music that we enjoy determine what you're like inside, for they stir emotions. We know that there are tests that have been done for children who have various different learning difficulties. They found that if they played them rock music, you know, they would learn worse, but if they listened to Mozart, it would help them. Do you know, and we know that this loud thumping music that some neighbors have, or they play in these drug-fueled clubs, leads to violence. You know, there is something in that. Number three, the pleasures you indulge this. Now, time accentuates this. The more you do something, the more it gets a grip of you. What are you doing today? What are the pleasures you indulge in? Do you know, and I don't mean sexually, I don't mean pervertedly, but I mean there's certain things you may do that are not actually very helpful to you, because they may be wasting your God-given time, or manifesting more and more each day, and taking more of your money and your time away. Consider them today. What about your ambitions? Number four, the ambitions you entertain. What do you want to be? When I was younger, I always wanted to be an astronaut, or I wanted to work at Jodrell Bank. But you know, even though I've continued my deep interest in astronomy and the great creation of God's universe, do you know, I never managed though. The ambitions you entertain will actually set up the path, you know, that you walk in. And if it isn't the path that God wants you to walk in, well, it's a wasted ambition. Number five, the places you go. Where you go is obviously going to affect how you think and feel. You know, so consider where you go today. Number six, your gossipic exaggerations. The languages you use. Do you swear? Do you curse? Or are you gentle? The Bible tells us in the tongue is the power of life and death, or a kindly word turns aside wrath. What will you speak over and into the lives of yourselves and your loved one and the people you meet today? What about the friends you cherish? Jesus took up his cross and said, follow him. He was a friend of sinners. The friends, have you got good friends today? Or are some of your friends unhealthy and lead you astray? What about number eight, ungodly counsel? What are you listening to? And I don't mean songs, but whose advice are you taking? Do you know, the Bible tells us that good advice is very, very powerful, and it tells us not to sit in the way of sinners. So your counsel today is very important. And number nine, the thoughts you brood over. When you were in your spare time, when you're not doing all these things that are mentioned, what do you think over? Do you sometimes have to stop suddenly and think, I can't think that? It's very, we're told in the Bible to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, aren't we? And what we think about is very, very important because it's the seeds of our actions, And so there you go. Those are a few things just there. Nine things, actually, that will fashion and shape you whether you like it or not. And with some flowers, because all these things are to do with growth. The garden I talked about, and personal development, it's all growth. And may you grow well today in the soil, your life that God has planted you in. Hallelujah. Did you see how I tied that up then, Audio Boo? This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Thank you, Audio Boo. Bye.